You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour podcast. I am your football friend, Alex Mearns. How are you doing? Are you sitting well? Are you sitting happy? Are you stood up? I don't really mind what sort of position your body's in, as long as your ears are connected to my voice. I've got something you might like, football friends. It's a new feature. I'm a little bit scared about test running it. It's like a new car that you're not sure you like. And I'm just going to throw it out there and see if you like it, okay? So I'm going to start it now. The Premier League is awash with some of the most skillful players. Tiki-taka football, Brazilian flair. The league is watched and adored by hundreds of millions around the football world. We witness some incredible goals. We have seen some quite monumental moments throughout the Premier League years. I'm thinking Di Canio's volley, Aguero's title-winning goal, Sir Alex Ferguson's reign at United, and Leicester City defining the odds to go from relegation candidates to Premier League champs in the space of a year. We learnt from some of the greatest managers in football history. Pep Guardiola, Jose Mourinho, Sir Alex Ferguson, Ancelotti, Arsene Wenger. But no one has made as much as an impact on English football as one man. I think you know the man I'm talking about. That man is Sean Dyche of Burnley Football Club. I have said it before and I will say it again. When God created football, God thought to himself, football needs Sean Dyche. The ginger Mourinho has added so much flavour to our footballing experience. So I said to myself, I have to get Sean Dyche on the Football Hour. I need Sean Dyche on the Football Hour. Football Hour. The Ice Hour, even. Dyche probably has the greatest voice in football. So where better to have Sean Dyche than on a podcast where my football friends can experience Sean Dyche completely and utterly in their ears? I think Sean Dyche is wasted on TV. We need Sean Dyche on an audio platform. So one day, not too long ago, I got in touch with Sean Dyche and asked him if he wanted to come on the Football Hour and talk football. He responded with this email.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for the invite, but I'm fed up of appearing on football shows with my big, gruff old voice and people at home thinking I'm this big, scary ginger bloke. I want to show the world that I'm a kind fellow, a nice man who has been cursed with this hard voice. I'll only come on the show if I can read poetry, tell a children's story, or recite a Shakespeare play. This could be my way to show my softer side and for people to get over my hard voice.
So I thought to myself, this is gold dust. Sean Dyche wants to be on the Football Hour reading poetry. Yes, please. That's a bit of me. So here we go. Take it away, Sean. This is, for you, my football friends, our new feature, titled Sean Dyche Reads a Sonnet from Shakespeare.
Thank you, Alex. That's very kind of you. Yes, this is Sean Dyche reading Shakespeare, one of his sonnets. Here we go. Are you ready? Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's leaf hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou oust, or shall death drag thou wanderest in his shade. When in eternal lines to time thou growest, so long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to Lee. That was Sean Dyche reading Shakespeare Back to you in the studio, Alex.
Well, Sean, that was quite incredible. I didn't think you had that side to you. I think you did what you wanted to achieve. You showed your softer side. Will you come back and do it again?
Yes, Alex, I will come back and do it.
Well, that's brilliant. Thanks, Sean. Thank you so much. Maybe we'll do a love poem next week or a children's story, Biff, Chip and Kipper. Is that all right? Sean? No, Sean's left now. Sorry. Sean's left now. What did you think of that, Football Friends? Was that a little bit weird? Sean Dyche reading Shakespeare. Who'd have thought it? I quite liked it. I liked it. Did you like it? If you do like it, right, please tweet at the Football Hour and say that you enjoyed Sean Dyche reading things. Because if you enjoyed Sean Dyche reading things, we can bring Sean Dyche back into the studio. But if you don't enjoy it, there's no point Sean Dyche ruining his voice again. You know what I mean? Because Sean Dyche presents the Football Hour and he needs his voice, so he doesn't want to be straining it too hard. You know what I mean? Wink, wink, aye, aye. Okay, Football Friends, tweet me at the Football Hour if you liked Sean Dyche read Shakespeare. I can't believe what my life is. Right, okay, this has been the Football Hour. You've been the Football Friend listening to it. Thank you so much. I've been Alex Mearns, and that was Sean Dyche reading.